be freed from these voices inside of me echoing derogatory comments. Loser. I hate my life. How many times can a man hear that? How long before he starts to believe a man once brimming with self-confidence, torn down by his own mind? I can tell you, it begins slowly a couple of times a week. Say you screw something up. You loser. You can understand that. We all have our phrases. Idiot, numbnuts, dipshit, shithead. For me, it has always been, you loser. And I knew it didn't mean a thing, just something to say when I fucked up. You loser. It almost had a comical edge, but something inside of me caught on, grabbed that phrase, and started spinning it in my face once a day for no reason. You loser. Twice a day, just because it could. You loser. And then it started to pick up steam, rolling over me every hour. And then, when that was too verbose, it was simplified down to, loser. And it was spoken inside of my head so matter-of-factly. Then it went for broke every 5 seconds. Loser. 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 I mean, a man can only take so much. And I had it all. No, I have it all. A wife, 3 kids, 2 cars, a house in the burbs, and a good job. And I am reduced to a loser by my own mind. And I want freedom. My cousin Tim found freedom in a bullet from his hunting rifle. But I don't hunt anymore, and I have sold all of my guns. But I still want freedom. So I become a danger to myself. I want to drive my car right into a tree on the driver's side. But I can't. I want to, but I fucking can't. Because unlike my cousin, I can see what it will do to everyone I love. So I suffer. And I pine for death. And what does that voice do? It throws in another phrase. I hate my life. I sink lower and lower. But I still don't have a gun. I could get one. But I don't have what it takes. I want freedom from this. I want freedom from this life. But it's not going to happen. So I see a shrink, and he starts putting me on this and taking me off that in an effort to find the cocktail of pharmaceuticals to keep my mind from destroying me. But this experimentation is taking its own toll, putting my fragile psyche on a roller coaster ride. It turned my depression into rage. And one day, when I wanted to kill someone with my bare hands because they were being an asshole, I checked myself into the psych ward. When I got out 1 week later, it got worse than it had ever been. I had to hang on tight to a very dim light, a light of hope that I could come through this darkness. And I did hold on. Taking a fistful of pills every day over the last year, I have swallowed a pharmacy. But I have found it. Freedom.